Warm greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Benson Interruption. It's the podcast where my comedian friends do their stand-up, and I...
Can I just say I'm very excited to do the show? I've been a huge fan of Doug for a long time. Does he... Is his thing that he just is going to show up...
Guys, no.
In the middle of this?
You're both confused.
I love how he loves movies.
He does.
And I don't know if you know this, the guy likes to smoke a little reefer every now and then. Mm-hmm. And I think that is very cool.
Unfortunately, he's not going to be joining us today because that's the wrong show. So, Gabe, Trends with Benefits, remember?
Sorry. Yeah, I was especially trying not to get the name wrong this time.
Because are you working on Doug's show now?
I have been working on his show, just producing
that segments. Because he has like six shows.
Yeah, that particular one. I talk into his ear and give him hilarious things to interrupt stand-up with.
That makes sense, because he usually takes a
while. I've noticed recently they've improved. His interruptions have really improved in recent weeks.
And also a little bit of a delay before he speaks. Yeah.
Have you seen the show? By the way, this is Trends with Benefits. It's the show where we talk about what's trending out there. I'm Gabe Dannon. I'm here with my friends July Diaz.
Hello.
And Agata.
Hi.
And we've got a super awesome guest with us here this week. He's the host of Hollywood Handbook Podcast on earwolf.com. As well as a writer on all sorts of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
Diaries and whatnot.
And yeah, TV shows. Many diaries.
Please welcome Hayes Davenport.
Yay.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
I'm excited to be here. Now, what is this that's not Benson Interruption?
Oh, have you seen this TV show, Repeat After Me?
No.
It's a new show on on ABC where he has they have celebrity guests. And it's sort of like a prank show. And they have Wendy McClendon Covey talking into the celebrities' ears, telling them to do horrible things to just innocent bystanders.
And they have to do whatever she says?
They have to do whatever she says.
What I'd like to see is the gag reel sort of that show that's just a compilation of the celebrities looking at the camera and being like, no. Go to the next one? I'm not going to do that. Like, next one? No, I'm sorry. I'm not going to say that. On camera, no, I'm not going to do that. And you just cut between those.
Right. Well, I mean, it is fun to watch because you can see the different celebrities handle it differently. Scott Foley was just in it. He did everything. He committed fully.
Yeah.
He
was great. And who is that?
He's... what is he from? Scream?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I just recognize his face.
Like from Scandal?
He's on Scandal.
Definitely not from Scream. Positive he's not from Scream.
He was on Scandal.
He's on Scandal. But Randy Jackson, not so much. He kept giggling. He got the giggles. Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah.
I didn't see that one.
That used to happen to him a lot on Idol as well.
That's true.
Right.
Get these giggle attacks. Yeah. Which during when you're like performing on stage and you look down at the judges, like you care about the judges' opinion and one of them is having a giggle attack. It's very disconcerting.
Absolutely.
So they had to get rid of him.
It must be crushing to look down and see your idol laughing at you. Mm-hmm.
He should have been on Last Comic Standing if he was going to be giggling so much.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Out with Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Yeah.
Okay, well, not
it
him.
It wasn't about...
No, it should be Randy Jackson... Keenan Ivory Wayans. They should get rid of Roseanne.
Okay.
It should be Randy Jackson, Keenan Ivory Wayans, and...
Russell Peters was the third.
Right. You should replace him, too, probably with another 50-something black guy.
Earthquake?
Who doesn't really do comedy.
Okay.
Ice Cube?
Earthquake does comedy.
Ice Cube does a little comedy.
It's true.
As well. But it could be someone else from NWA.
So Agata's like a real trendy gal.
Yeah.
She's out in the clubs and
yeah.
Yeah, I know about the breakdown.
What's hot.
Yeah, she's into hip stuff and you do the weird stuff.
July he's more like weird stuff.
Oh, okay.
July knows what's like deep in the trenches of the internet.
He's like the odds and ends page of the newspaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And which is yours, Gabe?
I'm kind of like...
Oh, you're older guy.
Yeah. I haven't seen MTV since it had, quality programming.
Now, has this ever manifested itself in any way on the show outside of the introduction?
Sometimes.
Like the Moon Man, though. You mean... You're talking about the Moon Man era of MTV?
I'm talking about that Undressed show. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was back when MTV was, you know, putting out.
It was a real...
What was that?
They really put out on that show, if you ask me.
It was a like a soap opera, kind of, for...
It was for staying up late, telling your parents that you were going to watch SNL, but actually... masturbating to whatever you could find, and it was bait for guys like that, like
right,
flipping through the channels and being like, oh, this will be great. This will really work for what I'm trying to do.
Yeah,
but then it wasn't actually as advertised. Nobody ever got undressed, to my to my recollection.
Not on camera, at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
And
Christina Hendricks was on that show.
Was
as
she?
Well. Yes, with a small pair of breasts.
Wow.
And
wait a minute.
Nobody, yes.
I feel like I have a really good understanding of what this show is now.
You're telling me those aren't real.
And this is something that nobody has consulted me, the person who yeah, watched Undressed looking for great breasts and did not find any.
Yeah, I think you pretty much described it perfectly. That's exactly my memory of it, is that it was on late. It had like... very sort of like sexually enticing situations,
mm-hmm,
but never anything too risque.
They would pull a blind down over the screen whenever it got too mm-hmm serious. They'd yeah reach out to the to camera and pull the blinds down over the screen.
Right.
And then a heart would come up that said the end, and then the violins what would kind of swell.
That sounds horrible.
It was pretty good.
That sounds really hard to masturbate to.
I would never get to that part because I was just in it for the masturbation and then I was out 5 minutes in.
So it wasn't hard. It wasn't hard for Gillette.
Sexy situations is what.
If anybody just starts acting sexy, yeah, it's a real turn.
The possibility of sexiness is almost too much.
Just to set the scene a little, it's Sunday, March 8th, and we're going to be talking about what's trending now.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't one of those weekly recap shows.
Mm.
We're talking about what's trending at this moment. It's about 12:30 in the afternoon. But first, we're going to do our most popular segment, Ask Agata.
Okay, but should we did we skip over what's trending in our lives? Or should we just skip over?
Agata has something that she'd oh, like yeah to
what's
use
trending
Agata,
in
it sounds like.
Yeah, tell us.
She has some something banked
yeah
that okay she's about to drop on us.
I don't have
us
anything.
Okay, let's okay hear it. No. It must be really good. I have something that happened to me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
My shower's being re-waterproofed, which means that they just pour tar in it and leave it there.
What?
And so for 4 days, my shower has been just a pit. It's a tar pit, an actual tar pit.
Is this a standalone shower?
What is that? Oh, is it like not? It's not a shower combination bath. No, I don't live in a in a bad hotel. It is... just a regular shower, except now it's full of tar. So now I do have to take baths in my separate
bathtub. Is it? So I'm just trying to picture it a little bit. It's like normally like a tiled shower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but replace the floor tiles with tar.
With tar.
Yeah, just like 3 or 4 inches of smelly tar.
So you haven't showered in there yet with the tar?
With the tar? No, I haven't tried. I assume someone is going to come back at some point to put the tiles back in there, but maybe not. Maybe
I mean, if you
to...
ever wanted to pretend you were a dinosaur, you can...
And getting stuck?
Getting stuck in your shower.
In the tar?
Yeah.
I think you need to take a little trip to the Page Museum, my friend, because there are no dinosaurs in there.
All right.
It's all mammals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is why we don't talk about history on the show. A lot.
Well, not
that's
history.
Why you chose a current
yeah
trends
yeah
show
yeah because
you don't know a lot about
we anything that happened in the past doesn't matter to us anymore. We focus on what's happening right now.
That's true.
Yeah.
So the long term plan is to remove the tar and put in new tile.
I'm told it's very hard to understand my landlord over the phone, so he may just be saying
you should start texting him. That's what I do.
It's done. No, he doesn't do that. He's not good at that.
If you went in and tried to take a shower now, you turn that faucet and feathers would come out, obviously.
Yeah. no, I think feathers would probably... That's what I'm so scared of. turning the faucet on, and I think feathers would probably come out. It'd be humiliated in the town square.
Right. Right.
So, July, what's going on with you?
What's going on with me?
Mm-hmm.
I went to go see Chappie.
You're going to see Chappie. That's
no,
what's going
on. No, I went to go see Chappie.
You went to go?
Yeah, but okay. I have no take on it.
I'm going to Johannesburg in 2 weeks. I'm going to South Africa, which is, my understanding, is where Chappie lives.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right about that?
Yeah, you're
going
to see Chappie there.
Okay, I'm hoping to just see what's going on with Chappie I'm there. Is he okay? I mean, I haven't seen it. Is he okay at the end?
You want me to spoil what happens
to
Chappie?
No, I'm going to watch it.
Okay, I'm a little scared that something bad might happen to him.
Because
people are chasing him.
Yeah.
He's in trouble for most of it.
I'll say this. He cleans stuff. He boxes a bit.
Cleans or clings?
Cleans.
Still not positive.
He clings.
Okay, got it. He boxes,
mm-hmm. And he does a rap song with those Diant Word guys.
Right, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about this movie.
So, should we see it?
Thumbs up.
Okay.
So take that as you will.
July's movie review of Chappie is thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. How many?
Just thumb.
Actually, I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to give that review. That's a copyrighted movie review.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Index finger up then.
Okay.
It doesn't fucking matter. It's my finger. It's my hand. You can't copyright my hand.
Yeah, he's right. You're not allowed to give a review that's like Richard Roper's thumb up.
Exactly. I didn't say Richard Roper's thumb.
Yeah.
It's my thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, play our new Ask a Gotta intro, please, July.
Ask a Gotta is meant for an adult audience.
Adult audience.
Ask a Gotta may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
What?
Gotta. Board certified addiction medicine.
What?
Wow, this is going to be really raunchy.
You made that?
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
Really good.
Thank you.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. No,
it's like, you ever listen to Bill Simmons' podcast? I don't really, but I have like two or three times. Are you familiar with
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
The beginning, sure. They do something like that, where it's like, it's a freewheeling conversation that occasionally touches on mature subjects. And then they just talk about like the NBA salary cap for like 2.5 hours. And you're like, where's the sexy stuff?
Right.
Yeah, if anyone's searching the internet looking for something sexy,
well,
this
again,
is it.
I don't make it to the end of that podcast because it's the introduction the sexy stuff gets.
The promise of sexiness.
It's the unwrapped of podcast. The undressed.
Unwrapped is Mark Summers' candy show.
Right, that's true.
Another. It's also bait for teenagers on Saturday night looking for something to
I don't touch that one.
I just realized over the last few minutes that I was on another podcast. This is like the third podcast I've ever guested on in my life. And the other one was Gilmore Guys the other week, where I also talked about how on Saturday nights I would tell my parents I would watch SNL and then look for something to masturbate to. So
it's on record that this is truth.
If it's two podcasts,
it really makes it seem like it's one of the only things that's ever happened.
And it's something that you want out there that people need to know.
And I forget how it came up that other time, but
you just brought it up.
Yeah, I think I must have just brought it up. It was one of those things like a Pete Holmes show where they just come in the middle of a conversation, and that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What we are in the middle of is Ask a Gotta, which is a segment where you listeners, you can ask any advice questions to a Gotta here by either going to our website twb.cool/ask, or you can call and leave a message at 432. Agata, hi.
Yeah, what do you got for me, Gabe?
Well, we have a voicemail question. Do you want to play that?
Hi, Agata. I've got a real burning question for you. This guy at work, we're kind of friendly and I like him, but I just found out the other day that he is stealing, and I want to know, should I tell on him, get him fired, or should I just let him get by with it? I mean, it's a big corporation. They're not messing it necessarily. But, I mean, he is messing up. And we're kind of friends. I don't know. What should I do?
Did you hear that? That was pretty low quality.
That sounds that voice sounds familiar to me. Should I recognize that person?
Yeah, you should.
Is it Andy Neese using a voice masker?
It's not.
Is it July?
No. It's Greggy.
Oh, that's definitely who it is. Yes. Okay.
That raspy voice.
Yes. Yeah.
So basically his question was his coworker is stealing, right?
He said his coworker is stealing. It's a big corporation, so they're not really missing the money, but he doesn't believe that it's right. Should he turn his coworker in?
Now, Greggy, my understanding, it's your question, Agata, but just for some background, my understanding is that he is a nurse.
Is he?
I think so.
For a big corporation.
Yes, he's a corporate nurse. So
is he stealing corporate organs?
So whatever he's stealing.
Okay, so he's probably stealing like suture kits and stuff like that, right?
Right.
I don't know what. Well, my mom's a nurse, so I should know, actually.
Let's just assume it's money.
Okay.
Let's assume that we don't know this person and that he works for XYZ Corporation.
Okay, great. So the coworker is stealing, and he's saying, should I turn this person in?
Yes.
Okay. I think if the company's not paying attention and they don't know where their money's going, then you should get in on that. Just join in, see what's going on, see what he's stealing and how he's doing it. And then
that guy's got to be very willing if Greggy comes up to him and is like, hey, I noticed you're stealing some stuff. Can I have some?
Yeah. No, you could be like, let's be partners in this.
I want some of that stuff. You steal it and then you give me a portion of it.
Yeah. Well, you could blackmail him and be like, give some to me or I'm going to turn you in.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like those classic crime movies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? No?
So you think he should join?
Have you ever seen that movie, Blackmail Nurse?
Black? Is that a...
The title threw me off, so I didn't see it. I thought it was...
You were anticipating some sexy situation. Yeah.
If I may, I don't agree with you, Agata. I think that, I mean, whatever he's doing to steal from his company, he's going to probably get caught. The last thing you want to do is, like, be on, you know, in cahoots with the guy getting caught.
Mm-hmm.
But he said no one's missing the money.
Greggy has children. He has two funny little kids.
He does.
That he has to raise improperly for his own benefit to use them for content production. And so, I mean, you're talking about him going away for what I anticipate is a pretty small amount of money.
I'm not saying he should get caught. I'm just saying he should steal the money if no one's paying attention.
Yeah, that's really good advice.
You think no one at XYZ corporate is paying attention?
That's what he said. That it was a huge corporation and no one was missing it.
They have a whole... If I know XYZ corporate... I mean, they have nurses at this corporation. They're obviously very comprehensive in their services.
I mean, they have that rule where... Ever, whenever someone has a, you know, a zipper down, they immediately point at it.
That's what they sell. That's the product they sell. The zippered notification services.
Well, maybe I'll take it back. Greggy, I don't want you to get fired from your job at that company. I mean, that's a pretty great job.
I mean, they're providing an amazing service to people. I mean, stealing is usually wrong, but I feel like if you're stealing from, like, a really good company, that's more wrong.
He's going to get fired anyway for when they find out about his podcast. So.
Yeah.
Tony, I mean, I actually changed my opinion. He might as well get some money out of it, so he should take as much as he can before they listen to his podcast.
Have you listened to
it? Hey, here's a podcast I listen to.
I haven't heard it.
Here's my daughter pretending to be a celebrity.
He's going to be so excited to hear that you've heard his podcast.
He knows I've heard it. I plugged it on the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's
right.
Not something that the people at XYZ Corp would really understand. Would they tune in? It'd be a very easy decision for them to let this person go.
So everyone except for Hayes disagrees with me, right? July, what side are you
on? Oh, no, I agree with...
Oh, you're on board? Okay.
You change your opinion two or three times also, so it's hard to really pin down.
I'm back on board with just get in there, steal some more money, maybe blackmail a little bit if it's possible.
All right, I guess I'll be the lone dissenter saying stealing is wrong.
Well, you always disagree with me, Gabe, so this is no fucking surprise.
Okay. Do you want to do another one?
In the most recent episode that I listened to, your reaction to Gabe agreeing with you is always like, oh, well, look at this. Gabe agrees with me. And that happens like three times. He pretty much always agrees with you, but your reaction is like, oh, for once, Gabe agrees with me.
Well, because in every other episode, he's always like shutting me down.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like...
But what's the upside to him for agreeing with you? Like, if, you know, I don't want to come on here and talk about your relationship as podcast host, but he should be rewarded when he agrees with you instead of punished again.
I mean, honestly, it's getting very tense in here between us. Like, every time we record an episode, it's worse and worse.
I mean, we started this podcast together and we're in my head, when we started an advice segment, I envisioned that we would be providing a service to people who, you know, need help. But every time we do it, it does kind of seem like you were trying to provide the opposite of good advice.
Great. What did you do, Hayes?
Yeah. Well, I know. I understand you don't want to just be standing. Are you familiar with Kitty Genovese?
I'm not.
She's a woman who was murdered in her apartment and was screaming for help. This was in New York in like the 70s.
Right.
And nobody did anything. They just stood by while this was going on. And I think that's, for you, the equivalent of letting a gata speak her opinions to somebody about what they should do and not saying anything.
Right. And it does make me sort of feel a little bit guilty, both by association.
But what's the name of the segment? Is it Ask Gabe or is it Ask a Gata?
Maybe it should be Ask Gabe.
Maybe we should talk about this off mic later,
okay.
Gabe.
Okay, we will. This is from Cranky Bout Careers. I'm in my mid-30s and have only now discovered what career path I want to take. It would be a huge risk to quit my job and start from the bottom elsewhere, earning less money and receiving no benefits, but I know I would be happier in the long run. I have student loan and credit card debt, but I'm currently miserable in my job. Should I take the risk and try my hand at this new career, even though I may fail? Or should I stay the course in my current reliable job? Again, that's from Cranky Bout Careers.
Cranky Bout Careers. I mean, it's kind of hard to say without
a lot of
more
stakes.
Details.
A lot of stakes on this one.
Yeah, like, do you have kids? Are you married?
Are you good at this thing that you're trying to go do?
Exactly.
Or are you bad at it?
What is it? And what are you leaving? And where are you going? And I mean, it's kind of impossible to give advice on this. I say just do it.
It's impossible to weigh in on this. It's too complex a question. Quit your job. No matter the circumstances.
Just do it.
Go do that thing, whatever it may be.
Yeah. I mean, if you're unhappy in your current job, I can't. I mean, Greggy, just quit your job.
Yeah, this must be Greggy again.
I'd like to think that you know, it makes sense if you're, you know, doing some email correspondence with someone over business that you would request additional clarification. Mm-hmm. But since you're doing an advice segment, you shouldn't, like, pass the buck and said you haven't provided enough detail.
Wow, would
that seems like an opportunity
me.
For her, someone else who might want to take over the segment to jump in.
Gabe is criticizing the way I run my segment again.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, are you going to take advice from the person who's like, I don't really know, there's not enough information here, or someone who just answers the question regardless of
answer the question. Let's move on. Next segment.
All right, let's hear that first trend. Oh, and to read the trends, we have the pianist, the robotic version of the pianist from Whose Lies It Anyway, Robo Laura Hall, come out to read the trends for us.
Hello, I am Robo Laura Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi. Are you impressed that we have a robot?
There.
This is the woman who would sort of jauntily play piano on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah. Yeah, but she used to come on, but she was very difficult. So
you had her personality.
We took her personality.
Downloaded into a robotic form.
I'm caught up. You're caught up. Mm-hmm. Perfect. So yeah, she comes in and
she's like a Chappie sort of.
Yeah, your Chappie is great.
She feels it's her responsibility to help out her fellow robot who may not be getting great reviews right now, it sounds like.
Chappie is my cousin.
Robo Laura Hall, in terms of you know, the robots of movies, who's the most bangable? I was gonna ask if you would do Chappie, but you just told
R2
me he's your
D2.
Cousin.
Anyway, let's get into the trend.
Okay. She's all business.
Google Doodle honors International Women's Day.
Google Doodle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've got those Google Doodles. They appear on Google every time there's something special happening.
Yeah.
Pretty much every day. And I don't remember the last time I went to Google and it wasn't something like, oh, like, it's Volta's birthday. Click on this and you learn about Alessandro Volta.
Yeah, they find some excuse to celebrate with a doodle mm-hmm. every day. And today is International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, July already sent his tweet out to Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah. Look it.
What's that?
This is
he said, look it.
She's a special lady. It's a real tweet I sent.
You did.
What did it say?
I don't want to talk about it.
You'd rather not talk about it? Yeah. But it is public, right? Anyone can yeah. read this tweet?
I mean, if
Gabe
you,
can look at it right now.
Yeah, if you follow me or just go to my page, you can see what the tweet is.
You can follow July at July G Diaz. As far as I can tell, he's not tweeted.
What?
Wait, oh, sorry. I'm not on tweets and replies.
Yeah, did you didn't put a period in front of it because you preferred to just keep it between
it
the two of you?
Between me and Melissa, and now it seems like it's gonna
read it.
Everyone's in on this.
He wrote at Melissa Joan Hart, hey Melissa, # Happy International Women's Day, smiley face emoji.
Okay, so this fits in with the trend. But let's talk about what's really trending is the Google Doodle.
What does it look like?
Well, it's a little animated Google image, as you can see here.
As the listener can't see.
No one can see except for me.
It shows women throughout time as scientists, doctors, chefs, and volleyball players.
Does this show go up? Instantly? Like, does it go up today, or when does it?
It usually takes me a few days.
A few days? Okay. So this is going to be about a Google Doodle from 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Agata, as the woman here at the podcast table,
mm-hmm. why isn't there an International Men's Day, Agata? Yeah.
Oh,
maybe you can weigh in on this. What's it like having a day? Is it fun having a whole day all to yourself? It sounds pretty great.
Maybe all the other days are International Men's Days. Do you ever think of that?
Well, I certainly haven't. I've checked Google on the other days, and I haven't seen every other day of the year a Google featuring men being able to be chefs, which is something that they can do.
If we do have an International Men's Day, someone I saw pointed out that International Women's Day is the shortest day of the year because of daylight savings.
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta get International Men's Day on the other one.
That means the longest night, though, which is the longest party of the year, basically.
Right. Longest sausage party of the year.
But an hour is lost, so you're right. Do you think they did that on purpose?
It's for all the women who've ever died. It's sort of dedicated. That lost hour is like in memory of dead women throughout history. Kitty Genovese is a great example.
Because it kind of seems like
she gets a piece of that hour.
Mm-hmm. It seems
who
like
else?
You guys
Harriet
can have a
Tubman.
Are you just listing women who have died?
Amelia.
I can't
Earhart.
Really think. Yeah, Amelia Earhart. That's
Dolly
a good
Madison.
One. Yeah, I can't think of any others. Right
oh,
now. Is that it?
Oh.
My grandma.
What's her name from Saturday Night Live?
Oh, Gilda Radner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not her?
No, not her.
The other one who was on for only one season in the 80s. Okay. Denitra Vance?
I think she is alive. She's alive. Yeah.
Online. Sorry.
I think. I think she was on SNL 40.
Okay.
Did you guys talk about that while it was going on?
We recorded on a Sunday, right before a whole episode to that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. July and I recorded a nap because Agata wasn't there that day, and then we immediately watched it afterwards.
What was the show like without her? Was there a measurable quality difference?
Can I just say, when I'm not on the show, I get text messages that are like, "Yeah, I missed you on the show." But they're from my friends and family, so that makes sense.
Not from your dad, though.
No, my dad hates the show. That's that's kind of a running thing now. He often tells me how much he hates it.
It's not what he imagined. No, his daughter, his sweet daughter, coming out here and being a podcaster. It's probably not what he pictured.
No, he just doesn't think we're funny. He's made that very clear.
He loves podcasts.
Yeah, he does.
But he likes good podcasts.
Yeah, he hates it.
I get that.
He's more of like a Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listener.
Yeah. He was really into Mind of Mencia when that show was on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then he's not a Joe Rogan fan.
Yeah.
Wait, are they
those
enemies?
Guys are sworn enemies. Yeah. You picked Joe Rogan's best known enemy.
Wow. Didn't even realize there was a rivalry there.
Oh, yeah. Famous comedy rivalry. Do you work in this field?
No, not really.
Okay, that's obvious.
Bags of air from Kanye West's Yeezy Usher are for sale on eBay.
His what?
Yeezus tour.
Oh, Yeezus tour. Bags of air?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, bags of air from his tour?
His Yeezus tour, yeah.
How they're like just like zipping up bags of air.
It's hard, yeah. It was a very clear motion that you did, which is a little hand clap and
yeah, the listener really got on.
Is that how you bag your air, Gabe?
The universal airbag symbol.
So
that is insane.
Is it from the stage? Is it from the bus?
It's literally just a sandwich bag that says air from Yeezus tour on
it. A lot of them are sold out now, but earlier today, there were a bunch of sandwich bags that just read Air from Yeezus Tour. And they're going for $500 a piece.
But how do you know that it actually is from the Yeezus Tour?
Is there a certificate of authenticity?
No, someone wrote on it with a Sharpie.
Oh,
that guy's so full of himself. Who does he think he is, the greatest living musician? Give me a break. What, he's constantly innovating and he really cares about his art? He really thinks he's something. What a jerk.
Hey, we're pro Yeezus on this show.
That's what they used to say about, like, for some reason this happened all at once with, like, LeBron James. Everyone was like, who does that guy think he is? He's so arrogant. He's only obviously the greatest living athlete. Oh, but he knows that he is, and I don't like that.
Well, so, he is kind of a arrogant dick, though.
No, he's the best, and he's allowed to acknowledge that he doesn't have to be humble all the time. He has no reason to be. He's amazing.
So you're saying excellence just gives you a free pass?
I think you should be allowed to say that you're the best. People like when people who aren't the best say they are the best.
Right. But his whole issue was when he left Cleveland, and people were really mad at him for that.
Yes, but and now he's gone back since then. And yeah. I don't think you should be forced to work for the same company for your
I think you should be forced
life.
To stay in Cleveland if you ever move there.
But then we never
yeah,
would have
Cleveland
Drew
rocks.
Carey.
Yeah, Cleveland rocks.
Who's the guy on Whose Line Is It Anyway? We just have to narrow this down. This is going to take a little while.
Okay.
He's not Ryan Stiles.
Colin Mockery.
He's not. Let me finish, please. He's not Colin Mockery.
Brad Sherwood.
He's not. Say again?
Brad Sherwood.
That has got to be who
Wayne
it is. Because he's not Wayne Brady and he's not Greg Proops.
Yeah, he's got kind of sideburns.
It's kind of
brunette hair.
Yes, very
kind of dresses like Charlie Sheen.
Ambiguous looking. I would say he dresses like Charlie Sheen. Yes, and he looks more like John Cryer.
Right.
Yeah.
Like sort of a fatter John Cryer.
Yeah.
Brad Sherwood is that guy's name?
I
hate that
Sherwood.
Guy.
Okay. That's
yeah. Gabe hates him.
Brad Sherwood. Okay, that's great.
Wait
well,
a minute.
I lost a bet.
Let's not. You're going to have to bleep that out, too, because I don't want to be affiliated with anything calling out Brad Sherwood is not good.
I'm sorry. Again, our goal is to eventually get every
yes.
Whose Line Is Anyway cast member as a guest mm-hmm. on this show. Mm-hmm. And when Brad Sherwood comes on, I'm going to tell him that he sucks to his face.
And that's fine.
Gabe,
you have to wait
that's till so rude.
He's here.
You're going to invite him into your home just to tell him you hate him?
I'm not a fan. What can I say?
Really, really rude. We just don't have to invite him on.
I noticed you looking a little down, Gabe.
Yeah. You know, again, it's been a busy week. It was really one of the busiest, most stressful weeks that I've had in recent memory. Mm. And it just does have me feeling a little on edge.
I know the perfect antidote to fix that issue.
Go on.
I'm going to read a comic, but we have a guest here.
Uh-huh.
You got to choose which comic I read.
Okay. Is it designed to make Gabe feel better? I hope there's a Ziggy in there.
I mean, there's not.
Okay, then I'm not sure if it's going to work.
Well, we'll see.
They all make me feel better.
Mm.
Well, since it's International Women's Day,
okay.
They're all female-centric comics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Great theme.
So we got Shoe.
Shoe?
That's not female-centric.
Shoe's one of the most male-dominated comics there is. There's one female character, that woman who works at the restaurant.
Luann.
Roz.
Okay.
And Stone Soup.
Okay. Let's do Luann.
I'm into it.
Okay, great.
And Hayes was telling us before the show that he's very knowledgeable about comic.
Well, I accidentally chose the one I know the least about, but I remember that she has boy troubles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yep.
Tell me about it.
There was.
She's going to tell us about it. Maybe.
I've read my fair share of Luann growing up.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So this
that's
is great.
Not a surprise.
Yep.
Okay, do you have any backstory at all?
She's a teenager. She okay. had a crush on one boy, but mm-hmm. then there was the nerd boy, Gunther. He had a crush on her.
Yeah.
Not
to be confused with Gunk from Curtis.
Right.
He's not an attractive character. She had a crush on Gunk. He has some kind of mental condition.
That would only happen on the on that special
crossover
yes. one that they
oh
on April
what
Fool's
a day,
day
April Fool's Day
yeah
wake up early I'd wake up so early I would catch the newspaper from the paper boy and just unwrap it with my teeth to get at that April Fool's Day comics page. Who's gonna be in which comic today?
Dogbert's gonna be in Garfield.
Yeah, they would actually. The heavy hitters would tend to trade off with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I'm sure, like, Rhymes with Orange or whatever, some, like, well, they're actually pretty big now, but some lower level comic would, like, call up Jim Davis and be like, hey, we should create characters today. Wouldn't it be funny if the mom from my comic was just trying to deal with Garfield?
Yeah. And Jim Davis would be like, who's this? What about my phone number?
All right, let's hear the...
Let's hear what's going on.
Okay, so we... first panel, we see Luann possibly in her bedroom. Maybe it's sort of messy.
That's her bedroom.
Okay. Yeah, she's reading something. It says class schedule.
So it's her class schedule.
Yeah, and she's hanging out with a friend, and there's a little puppy there. Puppy's asleep.
Dogbert.
Yeah, that is Dogbert. Okay.
Scott Adams rents out Dogbert now to a lot of other strips at an extremely high rate.
Okay, so Luann says, I can't believe how many courses my college offers. Aviation, broadcasting, ceramics, microbiology, upholstery, welding, How am I supposed to know what I want, let alone what I need?
That's not that many courses. Yeah. Some of them are a little unconventional, but I'm, you know, microbiology is not that weird.
Mm-hmm. It does seem to be lacking some like core courses as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
is it a trade school? It sounds like she goes to a trade school.
Yeah.
Sounds like college is not exactly the term for where she goes.
But I can relate. I mean, I didn't go to college, but I can relate to the idea of, you know, being stressed out about what you want to do with your schedule.
Too many choices.
Too many choices.
Too many choices. Exactly. And, second panel bleeds in from the first panel. I'm guessing this is her mom yelling Luann from the first panel into the second panel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And this is her mom.
She does that.
Yeah. Okay, this is her mom. She says, I am not going to ask you again to clean this room. Just because you're in college and have a part-time job doesn't mean you can ignore your duties around here. You want to pay rent? I'll do room service otherwise. Get on it.
Okay, so she's pissed off that...
This is the second panel?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do we ever guess the third panel on... This
you could.
Gabe has done it before.
We've done it before, yeah.
Yeah, I think Gabe has this one in the bag.
Wait, is this a Sunday comic?
It is.
Oh, shit.
It is. That's why she went on a long rant.
I don't know what's coming next.
Hayes, do you know?
I have a guess. I imagined it's something with Luann turning her original complaint around in such a way as to avoid cleaning her room.
Mm.
But I don't know exactly how that would play out in this case. Like, if she had said that she was choosing not to organize her class schedule, and then at the suggestion of cleaning her room, now that's a preferable option, that I could see coming. But just being overwhelmed by choices, I don't know. It seems like it should be something in that vein, though.
Well, it's not.
I'm not going to... I want to say that the writer of this is Greg something.
It is. It's Greg... E. It actually is Greg Evans. So.
Greg Evans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which always seemed a little, I don't know, a little weird that this guy is now very old is writing about this girl is like having boy problems. But.
Right. Yeah.
That is weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's not weird to me. Okay. So third panel, it's Luann. This time a close up. To Luann and her friend. And she says, okay, here's one criminal justice. And her friend says, what about introduction to life management?
Huh.
Wait, so does this comic go on?
Mm-mm.
No.
That's the end of it?
That's the end.
That's the end of the run. No more Luann.
Greg Evans had a heart attack after this.
You can see it at the last period. It kind of like scribbles off the page.
What about introduction to life management? Mm-hmm. So I think the joke of the comic, if it exists, is that she doesn't have her life managed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luann wants to take criminal justice to put her mom in jail for asking her to clean her room.
Yeah. And her friend is with her mom.
Yeah, it's on her mom's side.
Yeah.
This is Glass's friend.
Yep, yeah. Glass's friend.
Is life management a class you can take in college?
At this non-specific trade school where Luann goes, you have to take it. It's the first it's the first course.
Luann should live on campus.
Yeah, what is she doing?
They don't have campuses.
All right. Well, I mean,
it's a room.
It's a room.
Her college is a room that shares with other colleges.
It just has a computer in there. Mm-hmm. It's an online school.
Mm-hmm.
Windows 95.
That was a really good comic.
Oh, thanks.
Reading, yeah, I'll say it was a great reading.
You feel better?
I do feel better. Mm-hmm. I wish there was more humor, but it transported me. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what Greg would have wanted, to transport you.
I gotta say, Luann's mom has it pretty easy in terms of, you know, troublemaking daughter, because she's not cleaning her room because she's choosing college classes.
Yeah, I mean, she could be like doing drugs and
my parents would have killed for those problems back when my little sister was dyeing her hair and riding the rails.
What are those hobo punks? Those hobo ravers.
That is what she did. She did like ride the rails across the country.
Wow.
After high school.
What?
Yeah. She was jumping trains in Canada. I don't know how you end up doing that.
But. She didn't. Wait, are you from Canada?
No.
Okay. Then she didn't ride the rails across the country very well.
Rode the rails across the wrong country.
She made an essential goof, which is to go into a different country.
It's a parallel situation. Mm. Right?
Does your sister listen to the show?
Unlikely.
Great.
They don't have, like, there's no Wi-Fi to download it in a coal car.
Well, nowadays.
Y'all ready to do a hoedown about rails?
About riding the rails?
I guess that's what she means.
Yeah, sure, Robo Laura Hall, I'm ready.
Anything, really.
Oh, anything. Well, if anything stuck out to anybody as a great, like, juicy topic for a hoedown.
From the discussion
from
we've been having?
Anything up till now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll stick with the rails specific.
Yeah, we should have a topic.
Yeah, let's challenge ourselves.
Okay.
Okay, ready.
So cheery.
Okay, ready.
Are we ready?
Oh,
that's
oh,
what she
it
said.
Was. I didn't hear it, the question mark.
Oh, sorry.
I thought she was saying
yeah,
she was
I
ready.
I thought she was saying she was ready, too. Yeah,
but okay, it's, ready.
Obviously, she's ready. That's
okay,
worse.
Okay, ready.
Well, I've been riding on this train from sunrise to sunset, going to the destination that I'll possibly regret. Hey, what's out on the horizon? I can't take a picture with my phone because I have Verizon.
Perfect.
I'm leaving home. I hate my mom and dad. I'm gonna ride the train from here to Canada. I dyed my hair blue, and I'm never coming home, so bye.
I'm Gabe's sister. He was mean to me. He told me to become a hobo. I'd never do anything good in my life, so that's what I have to do now. And he's dancing happily because his sister's in trouble, and instead he's hosting a podcast instead of helping her.
Perfect.
Great.
When my sister, she was on the loose, the first thing she did was jump onto a caboose. But when she got to a thicket, they kicked her off because she didn't have a ticket.
Didn't have a ticket.
Great job, everybody.
That's good.
Everybody did. Perfectly. I have no notes.
They're not supposed to rhyme. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah.
I try to do them.
It's hard to not do it when they with them rhyming, but it's. I think it's worth it. Trying, at least.
Okay. Well, that was great. Thank you so much for coming on, Hayes.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you.
I can't promise to tweet about this. I'll do a retweet. That's temporary. I'll retweet it the day it comes out for like a few hours, and that's then fine. I'll unretweet it so it doesn't show up. I don't like cluttering up my feed.
That's fine.
That's totally fine.
That's way more than we expected.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
I don't think anyone else has ever tweeted about it.
It's a big deal, but just to manage your expectations, that's I fine. Will tweet to some extent.
And because I'm sure you would like our...
Compensation?
our money. Yeah, we'll pay you on your way out. But you know, we'll send our legions of listeners your way instead. Yeah.
That would
of siphoning
be great.
Them off of you.
That no,
which
that,
is what we've been doing.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
To date.
That would be. Oh, you've been taking some of our listeners.
Yeah,
yeah. Some I've noticed ours are going down.
But yeah, if you're not listening to Hollywood Handbook, the fuck.
What the fuck are you doing?
It's amazing.
It's the best show ever.
Oh boy, we look forward to us doing ads on Comedy Bang Bang for the next 4 weeks or something.
Really?
Scott Aukerman ran a little late at the last Comedy Bang Bang record, and so we were sitting down to do our show, and he had like 15 ads to do. And I think because he felt bad, he was like, "Why don't you guys sit in on these ads?"
Oh, cool.
And so we were very excited, very nervous.
That's awesome.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you get your own ad.
Yes, right? Yes, it is almost like that. But then,
well, if you ever need anyone to do ads
does at the same time,
your show, July would be really good for that.
No, you
no,
don't want to do that.
I'd rather have you take Robo Laura Hall and do the ads.
So listen to Hollywood Handbook on earwolf.com. Anything else that?
Yeah, anything you want
to
plug?
I prefer that they listen to it on iTunes, actually, because if you listen to it on earwolf.com, we can see the exact number of people that listen to it on there. But if I like plug iTunes, then I can just think like, oh, there's like a lot of people who listen on iTunes that like we can't see the exact number, but it's a lot.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to plug?
All the same numbers.
Anything else I want to plug? Well, I'm going to. I think at some point beyond the Benson interruption.
Right.
Because that was, I can see how we got a mix up, but that was promised to me.
That's why you agreed to do this.
And is that like he watches movies or something?
No, that's one.
That's Doug Loves Movies?
No.
No?
That's
another one.
That's a different one.
Movies Interruption.
Yeah.
With a Z.
That's the one where you have to, if you're going to go on Benson Interruption, you do have to have like 10 minutes of stand up
prepared. And then
prepared.
He chimes
then
in
he
on
chimes
my
in on
stand up.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the goal is to have him just be laughing so hard that he doesn't chime that like you just kind of fend him off for those 10 minutes.
Right. If you do that, then
you just
win.
Get to the buzzer and then
Well, when I did it, the goal for me was to sort of build my 10 into 20 minutes because he gives you the authority to just take the tags that he gives you.
What, like what guy? Oh, tags like in Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, like we do freeze. He does freeze tag. Whenever Greg Proops is on Interruption, we'll just start doing short form improv.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, this will be fun. So listen for me on that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. July, do you want to give your plugs to Roba Laura Hall?
Yeah, yeah. She has something to plug.
Okay.
Go see my cousin Chappie on iTunes or at a local theater near you.
Okay, go see Chappie.
Great, yeah.
You know, support Roba Laura Hall's
on
family.
On iTunes. It sounds like she's maybe related to iTunes as well.
Agata, anything?
I don't really have anything. Maybe just the city of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful
deep,
city.
Deep dish pizza.
Yes.
Oh, man,
yeah.
The pizza.
That pizza.
That pizza.
July doesn't know how to say the word pizza.
The pizza.
He's very close.
The pizza. Am I getting any closer?
No. Okay. But the pizza there is great. Just a wonderful city. Gabe, you got anything?
I don't.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Plug your dog.
Plug your dog.
A good
he hates the idea of plugging his dog.
Not like, I mean,
dogs are for playing, not plugging.
Right. I'd like to plug Pluggers, the comic strip.
Oh.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Remind me what that one is.
It was like old people problems.
Yeah.
Embodied with like forest animals.
Yeah.
So like a plugger, they would say like a plugger always forgets his medication on leap year.
And there was another one. That was also old people. There was a one panel. Pluggers is a single panel, right?
Right, yes.
There was another old people problems one, but that actually used old people. And so that was sad.
Right.
Not like funny animal.
go check out Pluggers in your local newspaper. Okay, bye.
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 Okay, bye.